7:18. Guess who is on time?
Absolutely.
It's a happy Matt Monday. I mean, I think
Sweet.
we should call this the McCarl Monday moment.
McCarl Monday morning. The
MMM. New Leaf Hyperbarics, folks. In fact, we were you know, I can't even get away from you. When I am away from you, I couldn't get away from you. Playing golf and spending some time with my buddies who, I'll say it, they're over 60. They are. I'm not yet.
Was that the new 40?
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. After playing two straight days of golf, bodies break down.
Yeah.
Body ache, shoulders, knees, hips, everything, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, that affects this, too, the clarity of thinking.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about hyperbarics. I said, well, tell me more. So I show them pictures. I said, you know what? You do this before you play.
Mm-hmm.
Your recovery time after you play is a lot quicker. They said, come on, really?
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of the time talking about what you and I chat about on Mondays.
You do it before, and you're going to be able to... You know, you're not going to be as achy necessarily if you have aches normal during the game, or if you like, say you're hitting that back nine, you're three holes into the back nine, you're like, man, I'm just that front nine kicked my butt, you know, type of stuff. It's going to help you push through. You have the energy to make it through. You're going to be, you know, if you do have a normal, like maybe your back starts aching halfway through or whatever, it's going to help prevent that. And then if it, you know, you get done and you're like, man, I'm dragging. I'm not feeling it. You can hop in again. Like, you know, I've been a volunteer fireman. We did a burn to learn Saturday. And I was one of the first things I did after I got back, washed my gear and everything, was hopped in and did a treatment for multiple reasons. You know, I'm almost at the big 5-0, so I'm getting up there. I've been doing it for 26 years. So, you know, and I've got several things that have happened to me throughout my life. That's why I do the hyperbarics all the time. But this, you know, doing it after a burn to learn like that, not only helps me recover, but, you know, detoxes anything out of me that I may have accidentally ingested while doing that. Because, you know, we try to practice as well as we can and keeping our air packs on and doing all that stuff that we're supposed to do, but you know, there's times where, you know, you're just hot and you gotta take that stuff off, so you're, you know, and stuff's floating around in the air out there, you know, even though you're not necessarily standing right in the smoke, there's still stuff in there you're breathing from, you know, and those are all carcinogens that, you know, they've learned, you know, it used to be when I was starting back in the early 90s and fire department stuff, the number one killer of firemen was heart attacks.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we go from zero to 120 in, you know, no time flat. You know, and so, but in the last 5 to 8 years or so, it's become very prevalent that cancer is now the number one killer of firemen.
Right.
And that's not necessarily, you know, because they're smoking or doing stuff like that, you know, where you think most people get cancer from. It's because all the carcinogens and stuff that everything's made of nowadays in homes, and we wear our SCBAs and all that stuff while we're fighting fires, but, you know, we got the overhaul, we got the investigation, all that stuff, and it's still off-gassing. As we're learning, all those things are still off-gassing, so we're taking all that stuff in.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. That's awesome stuff. And there's a parallel. It ties in taking care of yourself, and then the recovery.
Yeah, the recovery and detoxing, getting that stuff out of you. So, you know, like right now, pollen, all that stuff out there.
Thank you, because I was just going to bring that up.
Thing. Yeah. It's a beautiful morning out there, but there's a nice haze from the pollen.
Yes.
And, you know, grass seeds, you know, and I live in Linn County, which is, or was, I don't know if it's so much anymore because of switching to Filberts, but it used to be the grass seed capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I drive into town and it's just, you know, that thin, it looks like fog above all the fields, but it's really pollen. So, you know, they've done a lot of studies and seen that, you know, folks come in, they do hyperbarics, it gets that pollen and stuff out of them, and you have less histamine reaction, less stuff like that. So you're not as stuffy, your eyes aren't as runny, everything feels better. You're taking maybe less medication for that. Exactly. You get to breathe easier.
Because who's, I mean, show of hands, who suffers when you can't breathe?
Oh, it,
exactly, yeah, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, this is radio, but you get the idea. 541-636-3278. We take for granted what is out and about and go, oh, you know, whatever ails us, we'll fix it on the back end.
Right, yeah. And I posted something just the other day on Facebook that said something about if you don't take time to take care of your health, your illness will force you to.
Well said. That's deep. Mm-hmm. Man. That's good stuff. I like that a lot. Hey, folks, remember, heal, build, thrive with New Leaf Hyperbarics.